come in Krishna consciousness, unless we have a divine outlook, always to see things from a spiritual point of view, there is practically no progress. What makes all the difference in our spiritual life is the way we look at things and the consciousness with which we perform the regular activities. The performance of the activities externally may appear the same in the life of everyone, but with what consciousness we perform it is most important. Like this morning I was asking Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, where is the sitar for singing Cheto Tarpanamajana? He said it is confiscated. Of course authorities have confiscated because it was lying open. But from a spiritual point of view we can understand the sitar is actually played every day for the Lord's pleasure. Lord is relishing it when we sing Cheto Tarpanamajana along with sitar. If you don't play it one day, Lord will ask you, Radha Kunjabai will ask you, where is sitar today? Why it used to be so melodious, very nice every day. It is your service to me. Why you are not offering that service? So we are actually offering that service for Lord's pleasure. And we have to treat Lord very personally. That every day when we are singing Cheto Tarpanamajanam with this sitar music, Lord is enjoying it. And suddenly one day if I deprive him of that, he is going to be displeased. And if it is not only one day, if it is 2 days, 3 days, and if you give a reason that, you know, authorities have confiscated, that is not a very sincere reason. Actually, if somebody has confiscated it, then I have to find out some ways and means to somehow get it. If I have to stand upside down and walk with my hands down, I can walk also 1 kilometer, if that's what I have to do it for getting it back. Because it is not for my pleasure, it is for whose pleasure? For Radha Kunjabari's pleasure. Because tomorrow, how will I tell the Lord that tomorrow you will not get this music? It is my everyday service. Similarly, sound system we are arranging, it is a large pressure that the sound should be vibrated loud enough for everyone to hear. We are cleaning the temple hall. We should be completely spick and span. There should not be a dirt anywhere, even in the corners. Because Kunjabari, the Lord is actually, he has all pervading consciousness. He knows what is where, how things are done. He is seated in our heart as super soul. So, if we do all activities as an offering for his pleasure, when Lord is pleased, then all wonderful things will happen. And we also individually will make a great advancement by performing the activities in that way. Recently, I was reading Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He gives a very nice way of having a divine outlook or a spiritual outlook even while living in the material world, how we should live. He says the bhumi or the earth is an extension of the Lord's lotus feet. That is explained in the scriptures. Bhuv padav yasya nadi vyada swara nilas chandra surya usha netre karna vasha shira dhyaur mukham api yasya vasteya mabdihi. It is explained, Bhuv padav. Bhuv means the bhumi, padav means the lotus feet of the Lord. So the bhumi is an extension of the Lord's lotus feet, or the virat form of the Lord. So we should see that all the living entities, chara and achara, moving and non-moving, have taken shelter of Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. And as such, they are all sheltered on his feet in the form of earth. When one observes in this way, one can very easily develop respect for all the creatures in the world, because they are all sitting in the lotus feet of the Lord and constantly protected by him and nourished by him physically, mentally, spiritually, in all respects. And to be at the Lord's lotus feet is not a joke, it's not an ordinary thing. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying, Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavam Budhav Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Stita Doli Sadrisham Vichintaya. He is begging for becoming a speck of one of the millions of atoms at the feet of the Lord. And here we find every living entity is settled in Lord's lotus feet even while being in the material world. In the same way, in Srimad Bhagavatam there is a verse which says, that the Lord's Kaustubha Mani in the Lord's chest, and there is a beautiful pearl necklace in the Lord's chest, all the glowing, glistening like crystals, pearls, which are all decorating the Lord's chest. And it is said in Bhagavatam that every one of those pearls, they represent the pure living entities, whom the Lord loves the most, and the Lord is embracing them to His own bosom. So in this way, if we see all the living beings, that every living being is a very dear devotee of the Lord, and the Lord is having such a great love for them, and that He puts them like a garland around His neck, and He embraces them to His chest. By having this kind of divine outlook, and by observing the living entities in this world, and by seeing that the heart of the living being is the resting place for Krishna, as a super soul. By seeing like this, it is impossible to disrespect every living entity by having this divine outlook. One will only be inspired to offer obeisances to each and every living being, even an ant. And if at all we find some impurity in the heart of everyone or anyone, that impurity is only a superficial covering. By simply cleansing that impurity again, the living entity will be back to his original position of being a very dear devotee of the Lord. So this kind of outlook can help us to improve the quality of our consciousness in seeing the living entities and seeing the Lord while rendering service to Him. And that will actually greatly help in enhancing the quality of our calling out of Krishna's names every day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Nam Prabhu Ki Jai.